This is author Ken Miller, and I want to talk to you about one of the big ideas in biology, the way in which cells use and transform matter and energy. The first time I heard about chemical energy in the form of ATP, I wondered why cells even bothered to make this little molecule. If plants can catch the energy of sunlight directly, I figured, why bother to store it in the form of ATP? Why not just use it? Why not just use the energy right away? It made sense to me. But think about it this way. Is that how you and I use energy? Well, sometimes it is. When we plug in a toaster or a TV set, we tap into electrical energy and we do use that energy right away. But that's not always true. Sometimes we need to store energy and keep it for a little while until we can put it to use. That's what happens when we drive a car to a gas station and fill the tank. We're putting gallons of energy in a chemical form away for storage so that we can use it later as we drive the car along highways and streets. When we charge up a cell phone or music player, we're doing the same thing. We are transforming energy by putting it into a convenient form so we can use it later when we really need it. When you get right down to it, that's exactly what we do with ATP. This remarkable molecule stores small amounts of energy that can be used later to power cellular activities. Just like a rechargeable battery, it enables the cell to generate energy and then to package it in a convenient,